Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Hello? Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, a second letter arrived yesterday from the mysterious person in Kansas City. It informed the old fellows that this person would communicate with them by telephone tonight at 10. Lum is certain that the writer of this letter is the baby's mother, and because he believes the baby is the rightful heir to some unknown kingdom, he has figured out that the mother must be a queen. He also thinks that she might be considering him as a future husband to help her run the kingdom. As we look in the little community today, it's late evening, and we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store, excitedly awaiting the ominous phone call. Listen.
What time is it now, Abner?
I just got done telling you, Lum. It's about 5 minutes to ten.
5 to 10.
You might as well sit down, Lum. That letter said we wouldn't get the phone call till 10 o'clock.
Yeah, but the queen might call early, and I want to be ready for it.
Oh.
How do I look, Abner?
Why, you look all right, I reckon. You're a little pale-looking, though.
No, I mean, how does my suit look and all such as that?
Huh?
Spent about an hour ironing my britches.
Oh, yeah, they look fine. Well, wait a minute here, Lum. What'd you get all dressed up for? She can't see you over the telephone.
Yeah, I know, but I believe I can talk to her better if I'm dressed up. Sort of gives me confidence or something.
That is the silliest one thing I ever heard of. Dressing up to talk on a telephone.
Well, what's so silly about that?
Huh?
Besides, if I'm going to become a king, I ought to start getting used to wearing fancy clothes and all such as that. King's got to look like a king.
Yeah, well, now, are you sure this woman's going to ask...
This who?
Oh, I forgot. I mean, her excellency, the queen.
Not her excellency. It's her excellency. Or something.
Well, whatever it is, are you sure she's going to ask you to marry her and become the king, Lum?
Well, I ain't for sure, of course. But I'll bound you that's what she's figuring on.
Tis, huh?
That's more than a reason why she picked out me to leave her baby with.
Well, she left him with me, too, and I know she ain't going to marry me. I'm done married.
Well, you just happen to be around here, that's all.
Huh?
She figured I'd get to liking the baby awful lot, and that'd make it easier for her to talk me into becoming his papa.
Well,
yeah, that's more than likely what she's figuring on.
Yes,
what time is it now?
Well, it ain't 10 o'clock yet. Why don't you sit down and stop getting so excited?
I ain't excited. Just wish you'd hurry up and call, that's all. Reckon she'll prepose right away or just sort of lead up to it gradual-like?
I don't know, Lum. I never have got engaged to no queens. I don't know how they do it.
How about she'll just come right out flat-footed and pop the question the first thing?
She will, huh?
Boy, them queens don't waste no time.
Well?
Yeah. I wonder where she could have found out about me.
Why, she found out who you are that day she come here to the store and left the baby.
Well, I mean before that. She had her eye on me a long time before she ever come here to Pine Ridge. I know that.
She did, huh?
Yeah, she must have saw my picture, Summers.
Now, where would a queen have saw a picture of you?
Oh, different places.
Where?
Well, don't forget my picture was in a magazine once.
Magazine?
The Midwest Merchants and Hardware Men's Digest.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Reckon she subscribes to that?
I don't know. What time is it?
Well, look up at the clock and see for yourself, Lum. I'm getting tired of telling you what time it is every 2 minutes.
Granny, it's almost 10.
Yeah.
Maybe I ought to practice up what I'm going to say to her.
Reckon what she takes that magazine for, Lum. Is she in the hardware business?
Huh?
What does she take that hardwareman's magazine for? Is she in the hardware business?
Oh, no, of course she ain't. She's a queen.
Well, what would she want that magazine for, then?
I don't know. Whereabouts is that letter we got yesterday? Maybe that'll give me some idea what to say to her.
Well, you had it the last time I seen it. I believe you put it in your pocket a while ago there, in your inside coat pocket.
Yeah, I believe I did.
You know, maybe the queen figured she'd go into the hardware business if she didn't get her kingdom back long.
Yeah, maybe. Now, here's that letter.
Oh.
Dear Mr. Peabody, it is still...
Are you going to help her run the hardware store, Lum?
Hush up, Abner. Can't you see I'm trying to read you?
Go ahead.
It is still too dangerous for me to send you any information by mail. However, I will attempt to communicate with you by telephone. Be in your store at 10 o'clock tomorrow night. Well, don't give me no ideas.
Whereabouts is this hardware store at, Lom, in Kansas City?
What hardware store?
The one the Queen owns.
She don't own no hardware store.
Why, she does, too. Didn't she just say that in that letter there?
Of course not. She didn't say anything like that, even.
Well, now, where'd I hear that, then? I know I heard it somewhere.
No, you never. You just made that up out of your own head.
My own head?
Forget that and help me study up what to say to her on the telephone here. I tell you, you make out like you're the Queen.
Huh?
You act like you're the Queen calling me up on the phone. Practice.
Lord me, I don't know what queens talk about, Long.
Well, I don't either. Just say something. We ain't got much time to practice. She'd be calling any minute now.
All right.
2 minutes till 10.
Okay, let's see. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Well, don't just say hello.
Well, this is a long-distance call, ain't it?
Yeah.
Now, that's the way they always start out. Everybody always says hello for a long time first.
Well, skip over that part. Get down to where she starts talking.
Oh.
You don't have to talk Fern.
Let's see.
We don't know what kind of a Ferner she is.
No, I wouldn't know how to talk it noise. I don't believe I never have tried none of that languages. Hello? This is Her Excellency, the Queen, doing the talking.
Yeah, well, how do you do, Your Excellency? This is Lum Edwards. How is everything, Your Excellency?
Oh, just fine and dandy.
That's good.
Been having a lot of fun. I went to a picnic yesterday, and I win a Cupid doll throwing at the cat rack.
Wait a minute, Abner. You're a
and
queen.
And I win a cigar with the sledgehammer there, rang the bell with it.
You're a queen. You don't do them things.
Oh, yeah. The hardware store's doing good.
Abner, I told you she ain't got no hardware store.
What happened? Did she lose it?
Oh, for goodness sake.
She ought to know better than I bought it in the first place. A woman don't know nothing about running stores and such as that. A woman's place is in the home. I've heard that summers before.
Abner,
but that's
for
where
goodness
it's
sake.
At. Raising young'uns, chopping wood, plowing corn. That's
Abner,
where they ought to
be. Abner, shut up. We ain't got time to discuss what a woman's place. There she is, Abner. There she is.
Sure, I know. Now we'll find out about that insignus and everything. Hurry up, Lum. Go ahead and answer it. Don't just stand there. Answer the phone. Hurry up, Lum.
Granny's Abner, I don't believe I can.
Huh?
I'm nervous and jumpy as a rabbit's nose. You answer it.
Me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Huh?
Till I get hold of myself good.
Well, Lum, I don't know what to say to her, for the land's sakes alive.
Well, tell her you're my secretaries.
Secretary.
Yeah, that'll make a good impression on her.
Oh.
Go ahead, Abner. Take her easy.
All right. Hello, jot him down. Huh? Yeah, this is Pine Ridge. Yeah. Is this the Queen? Oh.
Is it her?
No, it's the operator, she said.
Oh.
Hello?
Ain't got her yet.
Hello? Hello? Yes. This is him.
No, I'm here. That's you.
Huh?
Tell her you're just a secretary.
Well, it's me they want to talk to, Lum.
You?
Yeah.
Granny, she must have got us mixed up.
Well, it ain't her, Lum.
Tell her who I am. She's made a mistake.
Lum, this is some feller, or else she's got an awful deep voice, Lum.
Some feller?
Yeah, I'm sure. Hello? What was it you wanted? Huh? Well, talk louder or shake up your phone. I can't hear you. Huh? Dangerous? He says it's too dangerous to talk louder.
Here, let me take the phone. You get everything mixed up.
See if you can make it out. I can't tell.
Hello? Well, I'd love to speak to the Queen, please. The Queen.
Might be.
You know, the baby's mama.
Might be the King.
Yeah.
Right there. Can't tell.
She did. Oh, my goodness.
What happened, Mom?
Anyways, I'm awful sorry to hear that. When did it happen?
What happened?
Oh. But wait a minute, though. She must be alive, because we've saw her since then.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, sir. She come in here and left the baby since then.
Ask him who gets a hardware store, Long.
It weren't. Well, who was that woman then? Oh, I see.
Who was she, Long?
He says that was a sister of the baby's mama. She's trying to get rid of the baby.
Get rid of? Oh, my goodness.
Hello. Well, what she want to do that for? Oh.
What'd he say, Lum?
He said she wants to get everything for herself.
Why, doggy, she's the one that's taking the baby's king job away from him, then.
Hello?
Say, would you mind telling us who you are? Well, why can't you? Secret.
Oh, my, I hope he ain't a ghost.
Well, can you tell us about that insignia, that coat of arms?
Yeah, find out about that. I'll find out about that.
Yeah, I know that, yeah. Know you used it to locate the baby, but I mean, who does it belong to? What country is it from? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, Abner.
What's the matter, Long?
I just heard a gunshot.
A gunshot?
Hello? 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 Hello?